Welcome to the cesspool. I am flexing and steel and am with the badger.
Welcome to the cesspool 162. Jay Foss, this is El Tejon. How about that Powerball? You want to win that Powerball? Do we need that Powerball?
We fucking need that Powerball.
I mean, would we be doing this right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
still be doing this.
Oh, okay. I kind of
better equipment.
Someone's organs in China, but you know, whatever, oh, whatever you want to do. I just, you know, for funsies. The Powerball jackpot is up to $1.55 billion after no one picked the numbers. This is now the fourth largest in history.
Nice.
So that's kind of crazy. But, you know, also, I always thought, like, this has happened a lot here lately. Like, the huge jackpots and stuff. But then, you know, you think, like, it went from $1 to $2. You can pay $3 for a ticket, you know. It can probably get up there a lot quicker. And when it does get high, people, like, everyone buys them. And it probably jacks it up.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit quicker in that instance, too. Have you ever won anything, like, on a scratcher? Anything, like substantial?
I've never done a scratcher at all. I think the most I've won is like $2 off of
really
Powerball or Mega Millions. Yeah, nothing. Just another free ticket or $2 off whatever I'm buying.
All right. Well, I have some facts about lotteries I'm going to go over real quick. Americans spend over $80 billion on the lottery yearly, which is more than any other form of entertainment, even adult entertainment.
Ooh.
Yeah, you would think people would retire after winning the lottery, but about 48% continue to do their day job.
Really?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd.
I would literally roll up naked to the job. You know what I mean?
Just to get fired?
Yeah. Just say, oh, well, fuck it. You know what I did? I won the lottery.
Yeah, but I mean, if you got certain people working there, they're like, hello, you know, this is my friend that won the lottery.
And, yeah.
You know, I just got to stay close to him now.
83% of lottery winners give some of their winnings to loved ones. Okay, I see that. Some states usually make more money from selling lottery tickets than income tax.
Whew.
Wow. So the biggest Powerball ever was $1.5 billion, so we are creeping up on that. Like a couple more days of not hitting it, right?
Right.
32% of lottery winners end up gaining weight. They become fat asses.
Well, yeah, they stop being active.
Well, yeah, and then they can afford, you know, probably, you know, high-end food. You know what I mean? Like, right. They'll probably go to restaurants more, you know.
Get that fat-ass food and then get lipo.
You know they are. Anyone that does that's a fucking piece of shit, though. 99% of winners continue playing the lottery even when they've won a jackpot.
Well, don't you have to take, like, X amount of time off from it?
Oh, do you?
I think there's a state law that says, like, you couldn't win two lotteries in a row. They wouldn't allow it.
One Chicago couple decided to stay anonymous after winning $30 million. They were so committed to this that they kept their jobs and hid the money from their teenage children. I mean, I don't know what that says about you.
Definitely take care of my children.
Yeah, get out there.
You know, here's a fucking new Rolls Royce,
bitch. It's Chicago. You could get murdered selling lemonade or something and you're millionaires?
Yeah.
You're fucking scumbag.
Get the fuck out of there and buy your kids some cars and some nice clothes.
And weapons, if you're in Chicago.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
You know, a lot of ammo and shit, you know.
You could definitely afford a lot of ammo.
A California woman applied for a divorce from her husband after winning $1.3 million. She never told her husband. She found out, and he ended up finding out several years later. He took that hoe to court and received half of it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Powerball once had 110 second prize winners, meaning the $19.4 million prize was split into 89 prizes.
Oh.
Oh. That would be our luck, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Oh, we hit five numbers, but not the Powerball.
But so did a million others.
Ah, fuck. Here's $3.
If someone buys a ticket illegally, they will not receive any of the winnings.
How do you buy a ticket illegally?
A woman in Oregon once bought a ticket with her boyfriend's dead mother's credit card. Didn't have
it. Okay. Yeah. That would make sense. Huh?
Yeah. Just a few more. I'll look over. The first lottery was in England. Hosted by Queen Elizabeth the First.
Ooh.
That ain't bad. What was the lottery? Probably like two chickens or something, just so you could eat.
Two chickens and a corn on the cob.
One out of every four winners buys property abroad. I mean, can you, though? I mean, I'm sure you can. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But they don't make it easy for Americans to own property
in other depends countries. On where you go. Like Belize?
Okay.
They're giving it away.
Okay. Doja Cat, who is an absolute fucking moron. But, I mean, maybe not just for this story. But being blasted for posting photos of herself wearing a shirt with a photo of the fringe right's favorite comedian, Sam Hyde. You know Sam Hyde? Because remember, you know, it's not cool to like any right-wing people.
Right, you get canceled immediately.
Maybe she's too big not to. But, you know, they're saying, girl, get your shit together, girl.
Well, and how many, is it the entire chat? Or is it like a handful of individuals that are just inflaming it?
Well, I mean, there's always, it's whoever's the loudest. I mean.
Right. And it's sad because Twitch is a bunch of followers anyways. Like, anybody who's on Twitch, they'll just do whatever the fucking chat's doing.
Yeah.
You know? So, one person does it, and they're very loud about it. Guess what? The rest of the chat's going to follow because they're stupid lemmings.
This gets us into our next topic. Billionaire Hyatt Hotel heir splits from wife in ugly divorce.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just ugly. But she's going to get a fuck ton of money, so whatever, you know. Filed to officially acknowledge the prenup or challenge it. Oh, okay, well, okay. You never know, but that's divorce. Divorce can get ugly. Another thing, the This Is Us star, Chrissy Metz. You familiar?
Chrissy Metz.
Yeah, she's just a, I don't know, she's a hog mama of a lady, though. I mean, she's getting after it.
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
I haven't seen it, but from what I've seen of her, it looks like she's on, like, roughly a 28,000-calorie diet a day. Anyway.
I would think it's probably more than that.
Add a zero.
Based off of that picture.
Yeah. So, divorce, man. Divorce is an ugly thing, but it, you know, it just happens. You can't, these hoes ain't loyal out here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
But anyway, I got some articles. For weird but true reasons, real people have gotten divorced. Would it take much to you? Actually takes a lot. Yeah, it actually takes, would probably take a lot.
Yeah, it would take a lot for me.
I mean, I could walk in and, you know, she's gangbanging the whole Baltimore Ravens team, and I'm going to be like, she's so crazy. You know what I'm saying? She cries.
That bitch cry.
Because he was too much of a chatty Cathy. He was too much. And he shares his problems with friends and relatives who will mislead him. So divorce his fucking ass. You know what I mean? He wants to talk out his problems with people. Mm-mm.
Wow.
You're getting dumped. Because he voted for Donald Trump.
Toxic.
Kick him to... What?
She's toxic.
Oh, he's toxic.
No. She.
I bet he listens to Joe Rogan, too. In the cesspool. Because he was hell-bent on working for Donald Trump. Okay, come on. I might have picked the wrong article here.
Hell-bent?
Yeah, he hell-bent. Means his dick swayed to the left. Because she was possessed by the devil. Okay, listen, homie. Just, it may seem like that, all right?
That's most women.
Italian man reportedly filed for divorce after witnessing his wife levitate into the air. That's a spicy meatball, you know? Because his penis was too big. A Nigerian housewife and mother of three wanted a divorce because the husband's dong was just too damn big. They didn't have sex before marriage, and once they did, she described the experience as a nightmare. Like Freddy Krueger getting in there and just tearing it up. You know what I mean?
Literally tearing it up.
Yeah, just getting after it.
Damn.
He didn't like the movie Frozen. Well, he's getting kicked to the curb.
What?
Yeah, gone.
Wow.
He left dishes in the sink.
Yeah. I would divorce him.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that.
No.
I think I'd left some.
Don't look in my sink.
Yeah, I'd contributed to that. Because her makeup wasn't waterproof. The Arab bride deceived him by using too many cosmetic and fake eyelashes. Because he wouldn't take her career seriously. I mean, what the hell did she do? I didn't say. Because he didn't text back. A woman from Taiwan kept texting her husband. Never got a response. She even texted him, letting him know she was in the hospital. Still nothing. So she blocked him and divorced him.
Wow.
Well, for the best. Because his wife didn't have a vagina.
Oh.
Well.
That might be legit grounds for divorce.
Yeah. Well, hold up, though. He divorced his wife because she wasn't born with a vagina. He neglected to mention that she has Mayer Rotansky Custer Hauser syndrome, which leaves sufferers without a vagina. A vagina. I'm sorry. I've been drinking. Vagina. Vagina, cervix, or uterus. But, you know, I mean, that doesn't come up in combo at all. Hey, baby, I'm going to pound that out. And she's going to go, no, you're not. And you're going to go, why?
But she still had, like, a way to...
An asshole?
Well, not just an asshole. But a way to expel waste from her body, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, an asshole's mouth, one way, I'm but sure.
She still got a pee. She got a pee hole.
You know what? I don't know her personally. She had Snapchat. Fucking... Get her out of here.
Oh, fuck.
He refused to shower.
Okay, that's a little gross.
And because and a guy in India refused to install a toilet. Maybe he didn't fucking know how. You know what I mean? 4 months after their 1994 wedding, a New York man secretly divorced his wife in the Dominican Republic. How does that work? She didn't find out for another 22 years, during which they went on with their lives as a married couple, raising a son and living the good life, whatever the fuck that means, jetting between homes in New York and France. When she learned the truth, her husband claims it was an attempt to protect their assets. She believes in his attempt to rob her of her assets and is now seeking to nullify the divorce.
That's kind of weird.
All right, here we go. A 34-year-old man filed for divorce after he saw her without makeup. He is now recovering from psychological suffering as a result. Oh, fuck. So, you know, have you ever been with like a chick that was like crazy different looking? I don't think I really have. Yeah, they're out there, though, definitely.
Right.
Because sometimes on Facebook, they'll pull that shit, all looking cute in my PJs, and they look like the fucking Crypt Keeper or whatever. And you're like, holy shit. You know? Rashida Lucas divorced her husband because, as she said on national television, he was just too nice. Her grievances were that the husband would say, I love you too much, and then he was a good cook and caused her to gain weight.
Oh, God.
Can't be doing that.
So what's the equation to marriage then? Does it just have to be like, you be nice whenever you're supposed to be nice, and then be toxic at times? Like, cause strife, and then it feels normal?
Yeah, I mean, that does exist, I think. Because a lot of people will think, you know, fighting just to make up is a normal fucking thing and shit.
Yeah, that's weird. That is a weird, weird thought to me. Are you causing strife for no reason?
Yes. You shut the fuck up.
I want a divorce.
Well, Sean, are you listening?
Oh, is that, if you are... You're running off to Sean? Is that what you're doing?
No, I just wonder if he's fucking listening. I'm giving a shit. St. Louisville would let homeless people piss in public.
St. Louisville?
St. Louis Bill.
Oh, a St. Louis Bill lets people piss in public.
You like St. Louis? You've been there.
I've been there.
It's beautiful. The east part is.
Yeah, East St. Louis, fucking great.
This bill would exempt homeless individuals from laws against public urination and defecation. The bill was introduced Friday. That's not bad. You know, you're just driving along the road and you see, you know, someone defecating like a dog, like out on the median or something. Because you got to go. You know what I mean? Or, you know, dude hiking his leg, or, you know, woman popping a squat. I see nothing wrong with this.
You? That's pretty disgusting.
Oh, what do you mean?
Okay, so if
fertilizer?
Yeah, that's the world needs more of that.
You know, we're in a drought.
Fertilizer ain't going to help you then.
Well, no, I mean, but, you know, some piss you and need, stuff.
Like that. Yeah, that ain't going to help you either. You fucking ejaculate piss, piss stuff. Kills grass because of the nitrogen.
Okay.
So.
Uh-oh.
Get your fucking science figured out.
I might have.
But son of a bitch.
I might have voted wrong.
You can't have, like, because it's hard to enforce the law because you have more homeless people that don't want to obey it, so you just get rid of the law. Like, that's just such a cop-out for bad behavior. Oh, listen, we got so many people in prison. Let's just not prosecute people anymore for doing bad things. And you know what? All the crime stats will go down. Yeah, that's great. While people continue to get murdered, get robbed, get carjacked, you know, raped. All the worst shit, all because you don't want to enforce any kind of public decency.
You know, and I'm almost 40. You know, no one has tried to rape me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look at me. I'm fucking rapeable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're a fucking huge alpha male with 15 friends.
And then it's really fun.
Yeah, they were going to get into it. Anyway, you want to hear some unwritten rules for homeless people? Because you're about to be homeless pretty much.
Right.
Go to the library.
Okay.
Because you're going to get a computer. You're going to get a fucking AC. You know what I mean?
So just hang out in the library?
Yeah, do they let you? I don't know. I mean, you know, in this area, some of the libraries being built this year look like fucking churches. It's crazy. Like, libraries, I thought libraries were pretty much defunct, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been in a library in so long.
Yeah, I mean, why would you go?
I can't
read. They sell liquor there, you know?
That's the only reason
I'd fucking fleshlight, some cigs. What else do you fucking buy?
Kids.
You buy kids at the library?
I mean, no.
I do. What the fuck? There's water fountains, bathrooms, lounge chairs, and just, and you can educate yourself while you're there, too.
You're right. That's what a homeless person said. That's what a homeless, because there's so many homeless people that are just, they're just so down on their luck. Now, most homeless people, they're there because they made poor decisions, and then they like to stay there.
When you're dumpster diving, you've done that?
I've been tossed into a dumpster, not by my choice.
If you find a pair of shoes and they are not your size or clothes, you leave them by the side of the dumpster neatly for the next diver. You know what I mean?
Well, then he doesn't become a diver.
You know, you find a medium-sized Mahomes jersey, you'll probably take that. But let's say you find a 4X O.J. Simpson jersey.
I'm still taking
that. You're taking that?
Yeah,
that's with fucking, a sleep in
that's
it?
PJs.
See, you're a bitch.
Sorry.
Don't walk around without some sort of knife. Because drunk and stupid people like to pick on homeless people. Yeah. You like to pick on homeless people?
Yeah, get a knife.
Well, first of all, in St. Louis, they're going to start defecating all on you if you fuck with them. And they can.
The drunk people?
No, the homeless people. They're going to golden shower you, and it's not going to matter.
So they can. They're not even going to grab their knife?
They'll probably cut you up a little bit, too.
I mean,
don't carry drugs around. Because people will shoot you up. Holy shit. What a crazy article.
There's several different ways that can go.
Well, I think they mean with guns. They're not going to help you shoot. Yeah, they're not going to help you rubber band your arm up and get after it or whatever. Yeah, come on now.
You know, stick something in my posterior side.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, if you have good parents and you're underage, other homeless people will narc on you and make sure the police find you and take you back. How the fuck would you know if they're good parents?
They don't.
Respect your elder homeless people. So don't fuck with old timers.
Shouldn't fuck with old timers anyways.
Don't ask for money on your cardboard sign. What are you laughing about? These are rules.
Okay.
If you're a fucking female and you're close, and if it's late fall, winter, early spring, wear a man's padded jacket, a man's sneakers, a man's sweatpants, and a man's woolen hat. Make yourself as masculine as possible. Don't sleep on roadsides or alleyways. Find a rooftop.
Okay.
And give the illusion that you're a small man or young boy. You'll be left alone. Try not to be attractive when you're homeless. Avoid other homeless people of the male gender. Because they'll get after it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they said shower every day and stuff, but isn't that contradictory? Because if I shower, I'm going to get attractive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, start smelling like, you know, herbal essences
and yeah, stuff. You're going to want to fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, this person lived on the streets of Seattle. You always take off your shoes when you sleep. Well, that's okay. And if you sleep outside, sleep on top of your bag and tuck your shoes under it, you know, as like a pillow. Because people will take your shoes just to fuck with you. Just to fuck you.
Being homeless is so fucking weird.
Well, I didn't know there were so many rules to it.
Right.
Because I was thinking about, you know, doing the vagabond thing, but I didn't know. I didn't get the book or anything.
Right. Well, I mean, now you got the book in your hand.
Don't steal each other's food. Can't be doing that.
It happens anyways.
Stealing from stores was expected, but don't steal from friends or other homeless motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
They still do it.
What do you mean? Look out for each other. Be good to each other.
Yeah, right.
Here's another guy. Don't trust anyone. The women in my shelter would befriend you and backstab you, then laugh at you when you get kicked out. Kicked out of what? Mental illness is everywhere. Doesn't even have to be severe, but there's a lot of messed up homeless people. No. Don't fuck people's children. Okay, well, I mean, that's probably a rule.
That's probably a rule throughout any society, culture, or whatever your stance is in life. That's a pretty good rule to follow.
Yeah, I'm glad. My mom calls me every day and kind of reiterates that for me because I've, you know, struggled with it, you know, right?
Don't fuck your friend's kids.
Yeah, I'm just, whew. They're just there, and I'm like, oh, damn, you know.
Gotta.
There's lots of stabbings and rapes. I was stalked by a gang of homeless people one night. I still have no idea how I wasn't raped or mugged. Once I woke up suddenly to a homeless man holding a huge knife staring at me inside of an abandoned building. What the fuck?
What'd you do?
Yeah.
You must have pissed him off.
He said, give me $20 or, you know, he'll stab and get rapey.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, don't steal from each other.
Yeah. People try to abduct you. I was a 5'3", 115-pound homeless person. And people would try to serve me tampered food.
Tampered? How do you mean tampered?
Well, you know, they're getting clout by assaulting and pranking you. You know what I mean?
What the fuck?
Yeah, like they put feces in the food.
Oh,
loogies.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah. They gave her a box of Cheez-Its that had a dead rat on top.
That's fucked up, man.
That's, yeah. People throw Molotov cocktails at you if you're homeless. Do they really?
I've never seen that. I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen because I am no longer surprised by what we do to each other as humans, but... That'd be wild if that's true.
A methed out drug dealer guy who would kidnap homeless and throw them over overpass bridges onto the highway.
Why?
I mean, you've played cornhole, right?
Yeah, I love cornhole.
Yeah?
It's the most athletic game ever, except for darts.
I once saw a woman giving birth on a bus terminal. Yeah, I mean, you know. A group of locals beat a homeless guy to death and raped his girlfriend, then beat her to death. Okay, well, I mean, that didn't seem great. You know what I mean?
A group of people?
Yeah, a group of teens, I think.
Oh, it sounds like gangs.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, shouldn't you try to avoid those areas? I mean, you can be homeless anywhere.
Can you, though?
Oh, maybe not.
Apparently not everywhere.
Yeah.
You get raped and murdered.
And now, finally, you know, for the last 2 minutes after, you know, and let's end this on a negative note, because it's been positive up until this. Biden says we're supporting Israel. So, that's the last of the news.
Are we?
Are we?
Are we supporting Israel?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, you know how we support Israel? Let's give $6 billion to Iran. Let's do that. Let's talk about a two-state solution and block Israel in the UN every chance we get. You know, let's allow that shit. If we're allied with Israel, let's do everything we can. You know, let's go and make public statements like, you know, please don't retaliate. Even though they're murdering, they're kidnapping women and children on the street, they're murdering and then parading them through neighborhoods. You know, just don't retaliate. You know, just think with a stronger mind. What the fuck are we doing?
Well, I mean, you know, we got Ukraine doing good. We're gonna get Israel doing good. We're kind of like, you know, like trainers. You know what I mean? If you know, Liechtenstein wants to fight. You know what I mean? We're here. You know?
Yeah. Go to war with Germany.
Yeah. Why not? Well, let's see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
You got to punch above your weight sometimes.
Yeah, you got some rebels in your country that want to fight the man.
Yeah.
Let's just give them some money.
You got a Joe Biden fact?
I do. Did you know Joe Biden actually died on June 3rd, 2011 at the ripe old age of 243?